Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, guys, shake off the Halloween candy coma. It is time for Daily Pop. Morgan is off today, so Justin and I are joined by the lovely Bevy Smith.
Hello.
She is a pop culture expert. She is well known for being one of the co-hosts of Bravo's Fashion Queens and is the host of her own SiriusXM show, Bevelations. And on top of all that, it's Bevy's birthday.
Yay! Yay!
Happy birthday, Bevy! We pop it up with some champagne.
Thank you, Shin.
I always say.
Yes, Bevy.
Well, thank you for joining us on your birthday. We are excited to celebrate you and get into some Hollywood drama, shall we? Okay. So today, the battle between Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green is getting very, very ugly. She slammed her ex for sharing a Halloween photo with their son, and people are definitely taking sides on this one. So Brian posted this photo over the weekend that shows their son Journey, and Megan was pissed Brian didn't crop him out. Megan actually commented publicly on the photo, saying in part, "You're so intoxicated with feeding the pervasive narrative that I'm an absent mother, and you, the perennial, eternally dedicated dad of the year, you have them half of the time. Congratulations." Wow. Brian ended up taking down the original photo. He went ahead and cropped it and then reposted the one of just himself. So, Justin, starting with you, whose side are you on?
I was on Brian's side until he went ahead and cropped the photo.
Really?
Oh, for sure. I was like, yes, Brian, do it. First and foremost, everybody wants validation from something. And I don't care what you do with your kids. As long as you're spending time with them and you're raising them the right way, I don't care if you want people to think you're dad of the year. Mm. Because a lot of people, being a dad is a job. And a lot of people do not take that job seriously. So if Brian wants to throw his kid up on the internet, unless we had an agreement that we weren't going to show our kids on social media.
Well, that's what she said in her comment, that we had an agreement that we weren't going to show our kids.
I think she's just really mad at the fact that people are saying she only spends time with Machine Gun Kelly. And because Brian put this photo up, I think she's like, oh my God, this is making me look bad. Let Brian Austin Green spend time with his kids. Let him put the photo up. It was a cute photo.
Okay, Bevy.
No one wins when the family fights. That's what Queen Bee told us, right? No one wins when the family fights. And so I'm not on either side, but I am on the side of it's the children. And I want the kids to be happy. And the kids will be happy if they have two happy parents. So they have to find a better way to co-parent. What I will say is I don't like them taking it to social media to, like, you know, fight it out. You know, this kind of thing can be done privately. Right. We don't need to know all their business. I mean, we do kind of need to know all their business, because without that, then the show doesn't exist. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, they should have just kind of done it, you know, between themselves.
Privately.
Yeah, privately.
100%.
Here's my thought, is that Megan was, this is how I'm envisioning it, Megan was just in that right mood where she saw that post and it just hit her at the perfect time. She'd already stubbed her toe, you know, almost maybe hit a car on the way, like bumped into a car, or the grocery cart bumped into her car, whatever. She's been having a day. And then she sees this Instagram and she's just furious, right?
Yes.
And for some reason thinks that when she communicates clearly, she obviously thinks that she cannot communicate directly with Brian because Brian is not listening to her because they apparently had an agreement. And so she is desperate for his attention and desperate for blood in the sense of like, I help want you to hear me. That's why she went public.
But Carissa.
But it's not a good
idea. It's not a good idea.
How many times have you... It's not a good idea. How many times have you had an agreement with your husband, but it's one side saying they don't want something done?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just because you say you don't want me to share the kids on social media doesn't mean I agree to that. These are my kids as well. So an agreement.
But here's why it's
a problem, guys, with that whole thing, is that if they don't adhere to this, if they don't get it together, just privately, then it will go public because it will become a part of a court case, right? We've seen these kind of contentious things happen. So do they really want to be in court and having the judge mandate how they can see their children, where they can post their children, all of that? No, it's better to handle these things amongst yourselves because once you take it 100%. To the court, honey, then all of a sudden it's open to the public and we'll get to know all the juicy details. And I'm sure they don't want that.
100%.
And you know what? And Megan has nothing to be unhappy about. She's got that hot young lover, Machine Gun Kelly, honey.
Yes.
It looks like he's doing the most with her. You know what I mean? She seems to be incredibly happy.
Oh, yes.
Right? So just take a chill. Go lay up with Machine Gun Kelly and it'll be okay.
Right. They were together for 13 years, Brian and Megan. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where they were really private. I mean, especially about their children for the majority of their entire relationship. So it sounds to me like this was a clear agreement. Brian is clearly not listening. And at the same time, and not that I'm...
It was an agreement when we were married.
No, it's still an agreement, Jeff. It's even more... It's more of an
agreement.
It's still an agreement. And what I will tell you is this. Well, I do think she overreacted, maybe just a hair bit, because it wasn't even a big picture focus on the kid. It wasn't like he was like using the kid as like a prop. He was just off to the side. And then I would imagine as a dad, you would feel awkward dropping your son out because it'd be like, well, am I ashamed of him? Am I hiding him from the world?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So
100%.
I think, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think it's tough space to be in.
100%. But the thing I don't agree with is, yes, I understand if we were married and we had this agreement, but things have changed. We are not together anymore. You know, you have to sit down and talk about the things that are gonna come up because they're probably talking about when their kids can meet spouses. You gotta revisit all the things that you decided as a married couple when you're not together because it's just not the same.
I know, I just feel as though being public figures, this is a conversation they probably had since she was pregnant with the first one. I mean, and they came to agreement. It's like 15 for 13 plus years or however, I don't remember how old their oldest kid is, but for so many years, we've decided this is not what we're going to do. That wouldn't just change, you know, all of a sudden because now we're not together. And they've not, it's not like they haven't been together for a while now.
It would change 100%. Because, by the way, I'm not going to fight with my wife about this. Happy wife, happy life. But since you're not my wife anymore, this is part of my life. I'm a single dad, and I want to show that to the world. I damn somebody to tell me I can't show my kids on social media when I'm taking care of them.
Well, I hope that they come to an agreement.
What?
Right?
Your ass in court.
We'll agree to disagree.
I agree.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Is Beyonce ready to leave Hollywood? Oh, no. B looks stunning in the December issue of British Vogue, where she reminds us she has been in the music industry since she was only 15 years old. She says, I've spent a lot of time focusing on building my legacy and representing my culture the best way I know how. Now I've decided to give myself permission to focus on my joy.
Yes.
Oh, scary, scary. Bevy, do you think this means she's going to shell away from the spotlight?
Well, I think that Beyonce has been working very hard. And, you know, she became a star at 15, but she's been working at this since she was like 7 years old. So she's been working for 32 years. Girl is tired. I get it. She wants to take it down a notch. And you know what? Not for nothing. When I was 38 years old, I changed my entire life. I went from being an advertising executive to doing what you see now, which is being a TV and radio personality. Mm-hmm. So it is that time of a woman's life. You know, some people might deem it a midlife crisis. I deemed it a transformative experience. And, you know, you just want to change your life up. And you're like, you know what? What once worked for me, what was once a big dream of mine, now it's no longer. Now I'm ready to dream another dream. And that's what she's doing. I'm in full support of it.
I think she's one of those, she's Beyonce, right? Yeah. I don't even have to say one of those. She is Beyonce. She could essentially, I hope she doesn't, go away for years, come back, and we will be like, yes, Beyonce, my queen, come on back. She's not one that has to put in the effort and the grind anymore. She has earned that status to relax with her babies if she wants to. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Justin, you don't like this idea?
Look, I've been down this road with people before. That's why I went to 9 farewell tours for Cher, because she was going to go focus on her joy. And I think a lot of times people feel this guilt when they have this wealth and they have this money that they should be spending more time with their kids. But sometimes bringing joy means getting on that stage and inspiring many people. I think Beyonce finds joy from that. I think she's just having that mom guilt because she's been sitting with her kids for a year now during this COVID phase, and she's afraid to leave them. Mm. But this is gonna last all but 5 seconds. You know, so I will support it.
She'll stay away from us for years. I do think that she will take a little more time for herself. I think that we will see her in a much more mothering and nurturing way. I love the fact that, you know what? They're a really notoriously private family. You know, we still have not seen, you know, Sir and Rumi that much. You know, of course, Blue Ivy will not be denied the camera, which is why we love her. But, you know, the little ones, you know, we haven't really seen. I think that they do that in a very methodical way. I think they do love their private life. I think that they are one of those few, like, famous families that really don't crave the limelight. So I think she'll stay away for a little bit, but I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't come right back to us after a year.
And her homecoming documentary, I feel like you saw both sides, how hard she pushes herself and then how kind of much she regretted that, you know? So I think she's going through a phase now where she's trying to find that balance a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, it's all fun and games, but, you know, she's gonna be like, get me out of this house. Right. These kids are running me crazy. Jay won't keep his hands off me. Get me back on that stage.
Yes, all right, you guys.
I'll say my birthday, so please send me some Ivy Park.
Yes! Do it, please. Up next, Ariana Grande is singing all about her sex life. Is it totally hot or awkward? Plus, Swifties are celebrating Taylor is free, but is her plan to re-record her old music a good one? That's after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what you doing tonight? Better stay doing you right. Watching movies, but we ain't seen a thing tonight. I don't wanna keep you up, but show me, can you keep it up? 'Cause then I'll have to keep you up. Maybe I'ma keep you up.
That's Ariana Grande's new song, 34 plus 35. We'll let you do the math on that one. Most of Ariana's new music seems to be about her boyfriend, Dalton Gomez. And she is very, very open about her sex life. I mean, the album is called Positions. Justin, do you like this racy Ariana? Are you here for it, or do you feel weird about it?
I haven't been this conflicted about an artist since Beyonce came out with Partition.
Oh my God.
Like, when Partition first came out and she was like talking about what she did behind that limo, I was like, wait, what happened to I'm a Survivor? And, you know, like, you know, the Book of Revelations. Like, I don't know if I can handle all this. When someone comes from that Disney type world, like a, you know, like a Miley Cyrus, or, you know, you have the Hannah Montana persona, it's hard to take on that new racier side, because Ariana Grande to me is like an 18-year-old girl for life.
But she's 27 years old. She's 27 years old. She is fully a grown woman, and she's letting you know with 34 plus 35, and we all know what that means. I mean, I love to see it. We don't want to keep these pop stars in these little bubbles. We don't, because first of all, Eva, you're going to, you know, do it through your art, or you're going to act out in untoward ways and perhaps get yourself in trouble. Right now, she's having all these great, loving relationships, you know, one after the other, which shout out to her for you know, utilizing her freedom as a woman. I fully support that. But, you know, I'm glad to see her evolve. You know, we've seen so many people be chastised for their evolution, and sometimes it doesn't turn out so well. You know, we saw Britney act out and have to, like, you know, elope and do that one day marriage and all that kind of stuff. We saw Christina act out, you know, over the years and things like that. And it's better when you just give yourself permission and the people around you don't hold you to those unnatural expectations that you can stay a sweet little girl forever. It's over.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right. I am conflicted about it because I do still see her as a young child, but I think this is the best way to do it as an artist is you rip that Band-Aid off. I mean, this is an extremely sexual song. Yes. I mean, the whole thing's about sex. I mean, the whole album's about sex. Okay, and it's kind of like she's literally just saying, wake up, y'all. This is the new Ariana. I'm not a little girl anymore. And we're going to just move on.
Know that people are not with Pete Davidson primarily for his looks. That, you know, there was a whole column written about his energy. I'm not going to go into what kind of energy he had, but if you know, and if you want to Google Pete Davidson energy, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So clearly, she's...
Pete Davidson, great sweatpants.
Right, there you go. Davidson, great sweatpants. So if you look into all of that and you see what she likes, then it's no surprise that she made this kind of an album.
All right, you guys. Now moving on to Taylor Swift. The hashtag Taylor is free is trending because she can now re-record all of her original music. This comes after Scott Borchetta sold her catalog to Scooter Braun's company last year. The deal included ownership of Taylor's first six records. Now, Bevy, do you think that she'll really actually redo all of her old music? And if she does, will you buy the new recordings?
Well, first of all, I think she will redo all the old music because we've seen this before. JoJo, as you guys know, JoJo was a really big deal in the 90s and, you know, everyone loved her. And then she got into this really bad relationship with her record label and they would not release her music and her fans really wanted it. And then about last year, I believe, she was able to re-record her first two albums and the fans went crazy. So I hope that Taylor will do it. And I think that her fans will actually buy the music because her fans understand what she's been going through and they love her so much, you know, that she has ferocious fans. So I think that they will represent, they will show up and they will buy the music from her versus from, you know, Scooter.
100%. I also think Miss Swift likes to make a point. And she don't care how much it costs to make a point. She got coins, she gonna do it. And I think for her, her fans are so loyal. Like, if you saw what happened, Justice for Glitter about 2 years ago happened, did you remember that?
Vaguely.
Mariah Carey. No, Mariah Carey had that Glitter album bombed. And everybody said it ruined Mariah Carey's career. A fan started Justice for Glitter, a hashtag that went everywhere, and Glitter went to number one on the iTunes market. If Taylor Swift comes out and says, I am wrapping up this Scooter Braun drama with this gift to you guys, it's new recordings of this music, I swear to you, those songs are going to sit on that iTunes chart and that Billboard chart for weeks because those fans are here for her.
You know what else? You know what else? 2020, I think nostalgia is important to everyone in every aspect. We are embracing it more than ever because of the times that we have been. And when Taylor first came on the scene, those songs were so like sweet and innocent and became such huge hits that people like of that fan base are gonna just like hold on to that tight because it just it takes you back, right? Like these are old songs and there were so many huge hits from those first few albums that I agree with you. I think it's she's gonna do it and it's gonna do well.
Scooter Braun's pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed.
$330 million.
He's like, bye bye 2020. I give up. All right, coming up, we are hanging with Miss Utah. So how she is making history and why she has her eyes on The Bachelorette. But first, spending the holidays with an ex. Ooh, could you do it? How Kristen Cavallari and Jake Cutler are making it work next.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
This just in, Cardi B has officially called off her divorce from Offset. She filed docs to dismiss the divorce she asked for back in September. Who's surprised?
No one.
Nobody?
Nobody. I mean, no.
All right.
Next.
Yeah, we didn't think so. Okay, moving on. Kristen Cavallari and her ex, Jay Cutler, reunited over Halloween weekend to dress up with their children. She shared this cute family photo of everyone's costumes. This comes right after reports of the two that the two are going to also be spending Thanksgiving together. Now, Kristen recently told Us Weekly, I'm happy that we're able to spend it together and have these conversations, even though we're in the middle of getting a divorce. So I'm thankful for where we're currently at. Wow. Bevy, would you want to spend all your holidays with your ex so soon after you split?
If I had children, then yes, I would definitely make the sacrifice, no matter how many hurt feelings I was going through. It's all about the kids. And I want Megan and Brian to take a hint and do what these people are doing, because this is the way you do it. You do it for the children. They didn't ask to be here, and they deserve to have a united family front. And all you have to do is put up with somebody for a couple of hours, you know, shove some turkey down your throat so you don't have to curse the person out. It's fine. It'll be okay. And then you go on your way after 3 hours.
Right. Baby, that's a lot for some people. That is a lot for some people. It's a lot. Let me tell you why. I think that when we see celebrities, and I commend Kristen, I think a lot of times the women set, you know, the dynamic in the family, and she is setting the tone early, and she is able to do that. And I think she is able to do it because her relationship didn't just end overnight. There wasn't an infidelity. There wasn't anything crazy. So she had time to process this. I think where people make the mistake is they think that they have to have a Gwyneth Paltrow and a Chris Martin type of situation where they have to consciously uncouple and make sure they're together for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Some exes can't do that. And I much prefer you not put your kids and other people in a tense situation. Like, all I came to do was eat macaroni and cheese and not to look at y'all to be passive aggressive to one another across the table because y'all want to get this family photo. But y'all are ruining this cake for me. So
I feel you.
Some people
can't do it. I'm with you. If you can, though, and you have kids, you should definitely try. And the reason why is because it's so fresh. They've already got a big change to the fact that mom and dad aren't living together. Yes. That's a huge thing to swallow. There's these traditions that happen at the holidays. And for kids to lose these traditions, especially, again, I'm bringing up 2020 again, but especially in a year like this, I feel like it's just so important for these kids to have some sense of normalcy and some sense of feeling like not their whole world isn't completely crumbling. And so I think like things like this, they matter to kids. These are the memories, like these big moments are really important. Yeah. Granted, it doesn't work. And if you're gonna be together all the time, if you're gonna be together and you're right and you're screaming at each other and you're gonna make the whole day worse for everyone, then don't do it. But if you can, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's admirable.
If you can.
They are goals. Yeah.
But by the way, let me ask you a question. Bevy, I know you said you should be able to just do it for a few hours. Imagine if Thanksgiving is coming up and you and your man split up in September because he cheated on you or walked out on you. Are you still inviting that person to your house for Thanksgiving?
In September, you said he did this to me. No.
Come on.
No.
Are you hiding the knives? Are you going to carve the turkey in front of his ass?
Get a job, turkey. No, you're right. If it's that recent, and it's about infidelity, definitely, Houston, we have a problem. It's just, I'm just coupling, you know, mature kind of, we just don't work well together anymore, then I could definitely sit across from him for my kids' sake.
Yeah.
You are not getting any of this cornbread at my house.
Justin says, we got new traditions this year.
The hell you ain't.
All right, up next, looking for a $35,000 dresser? Well, Gwyneth Paltrow has you covered. We're breaking down her outrageous gift guide next. Plus, Miss Utah's long, hard road to get the crown. Why winning means something a little bit different to her. We'll be right back. Tis the season to be grateful for Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop holiday gift guide. So the famous list just dropped. Justin reads this religiously.
Love
and
it.
We have to talk about some of the ridiculous but awesome gifts on there. Okay, for the pet lovers out there, you can get a modern art pet portrait for $60.
That's cute.
My father-in-law does a better job at this. You guys, hit me up if you want
to. How about it for people?
Okay, you can mix it up. That one's not impressive to me.
At all.
You can mix it up with a wardrobe for your center pocket shirt.
I guess it's kind of cute because that's like where your heart is, kind of. And so, yeah, you could like put a little something close to the heart. I mean, I'm just trying to make it make sense because it doesn't make sense. It's not $92 cotton t-shirt. Get out of here, Gwen.
I just want to be there for the fly on the wall for the meeting that's like, I have this great idea.
100%.
What we're going to do is we're going to take the pocket and we're going to move it over 2 inches.
Yes.
It's going to be legendary.
By the way, give me a drink and a straw. I can make this thing work for holiday parties just right up in here with my cocktail.
Okay. Well, you could also shake things up in your living room with a bread lamp. It's real bread. Doesn't it get moldy?
Well, you know, we also, and you know, I'm a New Yorker, and you guys already know about Pizza Rat. I don't want to see what would happen if you have a bread lamp in a New York City apartment. Okay?
That's a very good point. You're asking for rats.
Yeah.
And also, I would look at the bread and want to eat it, and then it's got wires in it, and that's just disappointing. Okay, here are some of a little crazier album or items. Sorry, you can tune into nature and listen to the music your plants create with Plant Wave. Oh,
if anybody wants to buy me a gift this year, it is this one.
I don't believe it.
This is right up your alley.
This is all me. Keanu tries to talk to me. I know it. I can smell it. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. But he's trying and he can't do it.
Okay.
I had this device. Skip the champagne this year for Christmas. I will take that.
Exactly. You see my little plant over there in the background? That plant doesn't want to say anything to me except water me, Bevy. I haven't watered that plant in about 10 days. It needs to be watered. That's all he would say to me.
I'm thirsty. Okay, make new art for any wall with the help of a write and erase board robot.
Okay.
A what?
Ooh, that is cool.
What? No,
so
what?
Just draws, why do you just like, say yes to everything?
You don't believe this. No, you don't.
I do, Bevy. I love this. This is so cute. By the way, I'm going to say this for the record. The first year I found out about this list, I went on it and I was ready to hate it. I was like, girl, not a $90 yoni egg to go in your hoo-ha. I ended up going through the list and finding out there were so many things for so many different people.
Yes.
And what the Goop list is kind of, is things that you would never normally find on the internet that you might think that people find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of giving the same, you know, glass of wine or cheese board or, you know, normal bottle of wine, you could spend this money on a gift that people will never forget.
Yeah.
What even is that, a $35,000 shelf?
$100,000 tub? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about those things.
Okay.
Those are crazy. I would like that, though.
I'm kidding.
He's like, if anyone wants to buy me that $100,000 tub, I will take that. I mean,
$100,000
sure,
tub?
Right? Well, honey, get ready to bow down because I'm talking to Miss Utah, Rachel Slauson. She is making history as the first, and y'all better put your hands together, LGBTQ+ woman to compete at Miss USA, honey.
That's a big deal.
But she also has her sights set on something a little more dramatic. Take a look. I'm gonna call it right now. I think you're gonna be Miss USA 2020, or at least in the top three. And a lot of those women go on to do huge things. What are you looking to do once this ride is over?
So I think that I should be the first bisexual bachelorette. That's one of my dreams, because I feel like the LGBTQ community needs to be represented in modern media. And I think that if we had more examples of love stories that are diverse, especially because of my story, you know, overcoming and living with bipolar disorder, that's something that's so often shamed and stigmatized. But if we had a bachelorette and a Miss USA that says, hey, I'm bisexual, I've been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and I deserve to have my dreams come true, and I deserve to have love.
Yes.
And I think that that would make a huge change, ripples of change in our culture.
Okay, I am so down for this idea. Okay, you got to pick 25 people to find love with. Are you going half and half?
Definitely half and half. And hopefully none of the contestants leave with each other.
You see? That, okay, that would be an issue. Oh my God, I am gonna call Chris Harrison tomorrow. I'm gonna make this happen.
Please do.
Easily the most drama-filled season.
It's been such an unusual year. How has it been as Miss Utah 2020?
Definitely nothing I expected it would be. I competed for the title of Miss Utah for five times before this happened, and I never expected it would be during a global pandemic. So that was a plot twist. You know, a lot of people don't understand just by looking at me or my social media or seeing national news that, you know, I've been in hospitals for my mental health, and I've been homeless, and there's a lot of steps I've had to take to be in this moment right now. So this isn't just like a shiny, sparkly moment. It's a celebration of a lot of work that I've put into myself and into my mental health to be able to be a role model for other people. So I'm just really grateful to be here.
You know, a lot of times pageants are about, you know, presenting a certain way. Were you afraid that your sexuality was going to hurt your chances of making it to where you are now?
I think that I might have a different perception as to what winning really is. And for me, winning is being fully yourself. And pageants for me are the perfect place to do that because they have such a stereotype of being perfect. But what does that even really mean? Who is perfect? And I think really perfection is embracing all of the things about you that make you different.
When you're crowned on November 9th, on FYI, you have got to come back here first, because I want to be the first to congratulate you.
Deal. Promise? I will make sure that happens.
Yes! Yes!
Everything in my power.
I am here for it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I know, I love you, Missouri, but I think I'm rooting for Miss Utah.
What I'm rooting for is for Chris Harrison to make this paper and make this happen.
Yes, Chris, we're calling you.
Being the Bachelor franchise, and this certainly gives us that, right?
Yes. I love it. Oh, she's so cute too. Okay, up next, Rihanna, Kim, Miley. We're gonna break down who wore better, and it's gonna get a little heated, so stick around. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's talk some fashion with Who Wore It Better. Okay, first up, we have Rihanna and Zoe Kravitz in similar belted leather coats with fishnets. Who wore it better? Bevy, starting with you.
Rihanna, of course, you know, just because. She's Rihanna, so she always says everything best.
You know what? I would normally go with Riri, but there is a little Carmen Sandiego twist to the Zoe Kravitz of it all. And Carmen Sandiego is that bitch in my life. So I'm gonna go with Carmen Sandiego.
Okay. Yeah, I think that Zoe was on the Batman set during this photo, but I'm loving that. I'm living for it. It's just sexy and cool, and I love it. Zoe's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Okay, next up, we have Kim Kardashian West and Rosalia in head-to-toe Balmain. This is tough, but I'm going to have to go with Kim on this one because I love her hair with it, and I love the shoes with it. Yep.
I think I have to agree. I think I have to go with
Kim. Oh, she has the glove gloves.
I think I have to go with Kim as well. And I normally don't go with Kim, but this time around, you have to give credit where it's due. So
100%. I like the whole look on Kim. There's something about taking a COVID test in Balmain that I'm not feeling on Rosalia, because that looks like the tent at CVS for a pop-up COVID test. And I'm like, girl, are you really? But you know what? Actually, I'm going to go with Rosalia because she is going to get a COVID test.
In Balmain, yes.
No, stay safe. Yes. I love it. Okay, Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus both rocked black and white animal prints with matching gloves. I'm going to have to go Miley Cyrus on this one. I just, Yep,
I'm with you. Miley Cyrus is the way to go. One shoulder looks are always the move. You know, and Katie looks very mumsy. She looks like she could be the queen mother up in that look. I don't love it.
She looks like she's like in the New Witches. Like she's walking through the hotel lobby. It looks more costumey
like
for me. And I'm not a big costume guy. Yes, I want that chic rocker vibe. So Miley Cyrus gets my vote too. Look at us agreeing on something.
I know. It's the shades that makes it cooler. I mean, that's very Katy Perry, that look, but between the two, I gotta go with Miley on that one. Okay, up next, Justin's very special night. We're gonna take a look at the most powerful moments from Race in America. Our vote counts. Last night, Justin was part of the Race in America, Our Vote Counts special on E! And Bravo, hosted by E!'s Nina Parker.
That is right. We talked about the issues America is facing right now and the importance of the black vote in tomorrow's election. Now, I want to share some of the most powerful moments from last night, brought to you by Dove and the Crown Coalition. Now, a lot of people are worried about voting this year because of COVID, but the doctors on our special had some pretty good advice to give to everybody.
You have to use just the common sense rules and go in there, do what you got to do. Don't mingle, don't talk.
Distance, wash your hands, do not touch your face, your nose, your eyes, or your mouth. The chances are it's very low likelihood that if you have a mask on that you're going to catch anything. We just have to roll with it.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah, so when you go to the post, make sure you have the proper stuff.
Yeah.
That's the key.
And Justin and I, we have sanitizer with us all the time. You see us around here, like, every 10 minutes. Just, keep putting it on.
You need sanitizer. You need a seat. You need a SoundCloud playlist. You need all of it. Like, this is a real thing. And there might be long lines, especially in black and brown communities. So definitely, take a snack. Take some water.
Yeah, 100%.
And also, don't 100%. Wear anything that has a little message on it, because in certain territories, they will definitely ban you from voting if you have on a political message. So leave that later on.
100%. And make sure what you wear, you can burn right after. Another moment that meant a lot to me was when Real Housewife Gisele Bryant shared what her father had to go through in order to just vote.
The registrar gave him the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, told him to read it, and then told him to explain to her what he read. And if he couldn't explain it, then he didn't get a chance to vote.
Wow.
You know, black people knowing their history, it's terrifying what we have had to go through in order to have the opportunity to vote. So, I just don't want people like my dad to have gone through everything that he went through in order for us to vote, and we just take it for granted.
Yeah, wow. Definitely. My parents were in their 40s before the Voting Rights Act passed. So can you imagine being that old, and that's the first time you really get a chance to vote? They grew up in Jim Crow South. So, yeah, they weren't allowed to vote. So I totally agree with Gisele. We have to get out to vote. It's so important to exercise our voice and our opinion. That. Definitely.
Yeah. 100%. Everybody, remember, tomorrow is election day. So go out and vote, and actually pick up your phones right now and text three people and remind them to do the same thing. And if you guys missed last night, you can watch Race in America, Our Vote Counts on Bravo TV. Bravo.com, not Bravo TV, but Bravo.com.
That's awesome. That was really
great. We'll be tuning in.
You guys, yes, after the break, we want to know what to do with your leftover pumpkins. So we asked somebody. Turns out you can cook a chicken in them.
Y'all go too far with pumpkins.
Who said that? I didn't read that.
Who said that?
I'm excited to see this. All right, plus the celebs who went all out for Halloween, but who won the night? We're going to weigh in next. We're going to cook a chicken in a pumpkin?
No. Better make sure that thing is cooked.
That's awesome. Halloween is over, but what should you do with all those leftover pumpkins? Well, the Food Network's Potash Twins have a great idea. You bake them with a chicken stuffed inside. Watch.
Hey, Daily Pop, welcome to our kitchen.
We're the hosts of the new Food Network series, The Takeout Twins. It's that time of year where pumpkins are once again invading our privacy.
But today, we're gonna embrace that and make one of our absolute favorite fall recipes that we call a chur pumpkin.
That's a chicken inside of a pumpkin.
To me, the coolest thing about this recipe is that we're making the main dish and the side dish all at the same time.
And most of you have probably roasted a chicken inside of a roasting bag, but today we're ditching the roasting bag and using the pumpkin. The first thing we have to do is preheat our oven to 325 degrees and then pat down our chicken.
with a paper towel to get all the excess moisture out of the skin. We're gonna season our chicken with salt, pepper, and thyme, and then coat the outside of the chicken with butter. Sear it on high heat in the cast iron skillet just to get the outside of the skin brown and crispy before we put it inside the pumpkin.
And just like with the chicken, we're going to coat our pumpkin with some fat. We're gonna use some olive oil, and what this is gonna help us do is get a really beautiful roasted color.
Now it's the exciting part of putting the chicken inside the pumpkin, and you might need some help for this part.
We're gonna place our pumpkin into our cast iron skillet and then right into the oven until our chicken reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Oh my God.
That's all I can say is wow. Look how much it transformed. The color's different. It's basically a fall-scented candle in here. That's how good this smells. Let's take a look under the hood here.
Wow, look at that steam.
This is exactly what we wanted. All of that amazing flavor, all of that amazing juices, they stayed inside the chicken. Let's go in for a bite. Cheers.
Cheers?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not sure I've had a better roast chicken than that, hands down, but we gotta try this pumpkin now.
It's so sweet and so rich. You can tell the chicken fat dissolved into the pumpkin, and it tastes so good.
We hope you enjoyed our true pumpkin recipe. And be sure to tune into the Takeout Twins on Food Network Kitchen.
I love it. I think that looks good. No. If you guys want the recipe, go to our Instagram, EatDailyPop.
I would do it. With Gornish hands.
Y'all have that. I'm going to take a sweet potato with a yam on the side. Thank you.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, you guys. Hollywood went all out for Halloween. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez were 80s Madonna and Bruce Springsteen. Adorable. Movie characters were also really big. We had Kris Jenner as Jack Skellington, and The Weeknd went as Nutty Professor. He nailed that. Oh, my gosh. Justin, who do you think won Halloween?
For me, it was Miss Ciara. Okay. She came through with many a looks. She did not mess around with not one of them, and I just love that she's celebrating other female artists that are in her genre. Like, this is amazing. Who doesn't remember that Janet Jackson video?
That's exactly. So good. Wow. Bevy, did you have a favorite?
I did. It was Lil Nas X at Nicki Minaj. I thought he slayed it. And I love the way he keeps pushing hip-hop into the new millennium. Like, he is just like, guess what? I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it. He makes sure that folks understands that, you know what? He's a big part of the hip hop community, and he can be gender bending. He can be fluid. He can do all the things, honey. LGBTQIA+ on the rise in hip hop.
Oh my.
Giving him lettuce.
Lil Nas was awesome. I had to stop and look at that one. I was like, wow, when I was comparing him, he nailed it. Okay, my two were the people that went all out. They didn't just do like the. They did like full-on video skits. So like Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany were one of my favorites. They went Tiger King theme.
Oh my God.
And their kids were the tigers. It was the cutest little thing ever. And he sang a song and it sounded just like him.
Oh,
I was laughing
God.
So hard. And then, of course, the queen of Halloween, Heidi Klum, went all out with her kids. It was a whole like episode of like mummies and attacking her. And it was just crazy. And of course, you know, she probably spent hours and hours and hours getting ready. It was really cute.
The fact that she went as a smash blanket is hilarious. Like, everyone was like, it's a bedspread. I'm like, no, it's a smash blanket. We all have a smash blanket.
All right. Well, before we go, you guys, we have some big news for Justin. You're going to be on the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna on Wednesday.
I just found this out the other day.
That's so awesome.
How crazy. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
I can't wait either. That's awesome. Make sure you guys tune into that. And then thank you so much, Betty, for joining us. We had so much fun with you.
And happy birthday, babe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cheers.
And you guys, Bevy has a book out called Bevelations, Lessons from a Mother, Auntie, and Bestie. It's out January 12th.
Yes.
Ooh, I love that photo, girl.
Thank you.
Looking hot. All right, tomorrow we're going to talk with Meghan Trainor about her new album and her baby on the way. Mm-hmm. So cute. She's so excited. And she's got a Christmas album out. Sorry, just let the cat out of the bag. But it's very exciting. Plus, it's Kendall Jenner's birthday. We're going to have to throw back. We have a throwback that you're going to have to see. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11 and join us for Daily Pop every weekday at 11 a.m. here on E! Bye.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Thanks,